You'll hear music by Bernstein, not just instrumental, but also vocal. Stephen Kies and Catherine Dansmeyer will be singing together, and then she's singing also some of Strauss's music through the evening. That should be a lot of fun. And then you take a little break on Friday. Saturday comes, and we go from voices to percussion, a marimba soloist.
Well, you know, we're extremely fortunate that we can show the talent that we have in the orchestra, you know, the musicianship that we have in the orchestra as soloists. The great thing about Pro Musica is that I could, you know, basically hold one hand in front of my eyes and then point in any direction, and I would point at a player who I could take as a soloist in front of the orchestra, because like all of our players are extremely, you know, good players on the instrument. I mean, extremely good, trained to a high level, very good musicianship. And this time we decided to kind of, you know, feature, you know, a section, a person that is not so often featured as a soloist. We have a new principal timpani player who is also a percussion player. And she's extremely gifted, and we are very, you know, happy to have her, Renee Keller. And, you know, she will play Koppel's Marimba Phone Concerto on the marimba as a soloist. So the marimba
just happens in her study to have a marimba sitting there waiting to be played.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, because, you know, with timpani, it's often an own world. So you have timpani players and you have percussion players. Nowadays, more and more, you get a kind of like mix of that, because, you know, during the study, they sure might focus on one direction more than mm-hmm. the other, but they have to, of course, you know, cover, you know, all the percussion instruments. And, you know, she was very glad. She seemed to have, you know, done a lot of, you know, study on the marimba, on the, you know, she did it also very good. You know, I heard her playing xylophone, which is a little bit related to the marimba, so she's doing that very good. So we're really looking forward to do that. And the Koppel Marimba Phone Concerto is pretty cool. It's very... Koppel himself, he's Danish. It sounds a little bit like American music because he played in a pop band. He actually made, you know, his first money with, I think, with his brother, actually. So they played in a pop band, which was very popular, actually, in Denmark. So he had a proper career as a pop artist. And you can hear that in his music writing for classical settings. You know, you have this groove. It's a little bit jazzy, a little bit pop music influenced. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good piece.
It's good summer music.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually also good music for the season. I did it in, I think, in May with the Illinois Philharmonic Orchestra in Chicago, and it went down really well with the audience as well in the concert hall setting. But it's especially good for summer, outdoors, you know, just come as you are, you know. Our concerts are free. People can just, you know, take the picnic blanket, you know, have a great time sitting on the lawn, enjoying the sunset with our music. And I think a piece like the Koppel just works really well in that setting.
It really is a fabulous setting for a performance. I was out there last year, and as the sun sets and the Palm House lights begin to come on, it's just really, it's really a special place.
It's a special series. It's a great setting. And It just works, I think, you know. As we always play at a time where the sun starts to set, and basically we play through the sunset so that people can enjoy that at the same time with great music outdoors.
And you have always an audience favorite is Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of my favorite pieces. I love to conduct it. The orchestra loves to play it. So that was, I think, the first piece most probably that ended up on the list. You know, it was just like such an easy decision to play that.
Any particular reason you picked the third?
Well, the third, you know, first of all, the third together with the fifth is most probably my favorite. But I think the third is about the outdoors. You know, it's about Scotland. It's about the countryside in Scotland, about Mendelssohn's impressions of Scotland. So I think it just, you know, works very well as an outdoors piece as well. And I just think it's such a melancholic, but also, you know, so at the end uplifting piece that it really kind of, you know, makes sense. Also, I mean, should it rain, which we of course anticipate not, it will be brilliant weather, but just should it rain, you know, the piece still works very well because it's about Scotland.
Yeah, exactly.